There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live on Dubai Eye, Tim and NLT with you, or NLT and TE with you, depends how you want to do it. And I've fed up with acronyms.
We're playing the Lost Word.
Here is today's Lost Word again.
The Lost Word.
Food could soon be coming straight into your mouth.
Is it a long word? Or is it just a long beep?
It's reasonably long. Maybe more than two syllables? No.
It's not hyphenated.
No. Right, no. Okay. It's one word. Just to share, Tim's suggestion was cafeteria food could soon be coming straight into your mouth. Mm-hmm. Michelle's was plain food. And Chris McCarty's was battered.
I think it was more Chris's wish rather than what he thought should fill that.
He doesn't strike me as a man that eats a lot of battered foods.
He could probably fit in some more, battered sausage.
All this talk is making me hungry.
Yeah, not much. It doesn't take much to make you hungry.
I know. I'm so greedy.
You've got a pot of, I don't know what that is. It looks
odd. It's
yogurt.
With almonds and blueberries and chia seeds.
If you've seen Alien Covenant, it looks like the beads in that put out the bad things that infect people.
No,
that's what it looks like.
Well, if you're very badly behaved, they will attack you, okay? I'll set them on you.
So, thanks. So, who's texting what?
Okay, so we have Farhan is texting fast food. Adila said rehydrated food. Contaminated. Someone else has said with no name. Faizan thinks it's exotic food. Right. Alex thinks it's just plain food. And he says, follows that up with, very unimaginative, I know. Although Alex could be a girl. I'm sorry if it's a girl. Christian thinks it's junkier food.
Mm-hmm.
Irfan thinks it's fat-free food, and Yusuf thinks it's floating.
Food that floats. So more gassy food, in other words.
Okay, and Irfan's texting with vegetarian and robot-handled.
That's a thing. You know the inhaley things? What are they, the fruit-flavoured in? I don't know, these inhaley tobacco-y things, whatever they are.
Yes.
Those vapes, that's what I was looking for. You get those with food flavours now, and you can breathe in, like grape. And stuff like that, if that's your
What's
thing.
What's the point, though? I'd just rather eat it.
Yeah, I'm with
now
you.
Now I'm doing 30 minutes of exercise every day. I can eat what I want, surely.
Yeah, at the end of the month, we're not going to be able to stop you talking.
I know.
Are we? So awful. What is it today?
It's levitating.
It is floaty food.
Yes.
Wow. Mm.
Levitating food could soon be floating straight into your mouth, and apparently it tastes sweeter too. So high-frequency sound waves can be tuned to make delicious objects float. Scientists say that levitation even makes the food taste sweeter. There is a catch. The object must be no larger than the size of a pea.
Okay, but you could levitate a few and fire them, couldn't you?
You could start small and often.
Yeah.
And, so you could have pomegranates or blueberries or whatever. But, scientists at the University of Sussex say the process makes it even sweeter. Yeah, they've been working on this for a few years.
You should have a restaurant with every flavoured peas. They have every flavoured beans and then you just sit around eating them and you get bad flavours and good flavours. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, like those jelly beans you get.
Yeah, the jelly beans, but just every flavoured pea.
And then you just float them around the restaurant and you have to run around and chase them. It's like catch your food. Yeah, I'm not sure that would catch on.
It's amazing, though. It says the process sees a small object trapped in a cage of sound waves which leave it weightless. And they've been researching this and they say sweet tastes feel more intense, bitter taste less unpleasant.
So the point of doing this is something to do with space travel or
no, they're thinking in time it might come in handy when persuading children to eat their greens or take bitter medicine. Or adults. A lot of adults don't like their greens too.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's actually quite smart. I like that. So that's today's Lost Word. In the next hour on this programme, we're going to be talking to, I believe it's Kate Fisher joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. She's going to be with us. We've got trending to come as well. And just after the news, looking in some detail at some of today's news stories from the ARN News Centre. It's Drive Live.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.